Good evening, Abba Isai. Just a thought as we start in Chizbetiyas HaPas. For Movinu, we had to wait 100 years to have a child. 100 years. He was 100 years old. And the Mefarshim asked, why is it that he was, why did Hashem not bench him earlier? Why did he have to wait 100 years for to be benched with a child? And many Mefarshim attempt to answer it in different ways. If I understood Reb Shimshon of Falehish correctly, which maybe I didn't, I think that what he seems to be saying is that Avraham Avinu had a was the way he recognized the Ribbono Shel Olam. He had a very deep and very very profound understanding of the Ribbono Shel Olam from a very young age. And whilst he recognized that, he was in a kind of situation that he completely wanted to disconnect himself from the Gashmis, from the world here. We can't even understand the dimension of understanding and recognition that Avraham Avinu had to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He wanted to completely disconnect himself, but that wasn't the right thing. It wasn't the right thing. So he had to kind of find this balance to be in this world, but yet to serve Hashem, which is a very difficult balance, which is something we struggle in on a day-to-day life. So it took him 100 years. Only then HaKadosh Baruch Hu benched him with a child. And then now is when he's found that balance. The Kotzke apparently said, the famous word of the Kotzke, Anshe Kodesh Yolachem, you should be Anshe Kodesh. The post says you should be holy, Anshe Kodesh, men of Heiligkeit, of Kedusha, Anshe Kodesh. So apparently the Kotzke said that Anshe Kodesh, it says Anshe Kodesh, people of Kedusha. So he said that Melochim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is plenty. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need Melochim. He needs Anshe Kodesh, men of Kedusha. Something that you can, you're Heilig, but at the same time you're a man, you're human, you're physical, you're completely. And it's that kind of balance which we struggle on a day-to-day basis. On the one hand, we've got our daily, worldly kind of actions that we need to do, but we need to blow some Yiddishkeit into it, And I think that's, as we're starting Chetz B'tzias HaPas, we all understand, I think it's Imam Shemiz, I was just thinking about it today, that we all understand that eating really is something which is part of Avodas HaKodesh. Eating, we all know that we don't eat like goyim. We know that by us, Achila is something which is really part of Avodas Hashem. We would appreciate it that a Yid eats differently. Not only what he eats, but also the way he eats. We all, when we see goyim eating sometimes, we don't eat like that. We have a different attitude, different approach when it comes to eating. But I just feel it's amazing that it's not just the knowledge that we eat differently, but we also need to be told how to do that. And therefore, I think it's Hilchos Betzias HaPas really is actually, at the very least, and it's miles more than that, but at the very least, it's a support mechanism to teach us how to eat. We're going to be learning Hilchos Betzias HaPas, how you cut the challah, how you do it, how you make the bracha, how you do it. And I think that at the very least, it's a support mechanism to teach us, you know, that's how you eat. If we wouldn't have all those halachas, if we wouldn't have Kuf Samach Zayin, Kuf Samach Ches, because if we wouldn't have those simonim, it would be very challenging for us, because we all know we want to eat like Yid. But it would be very difficult, it would be just in theory, not in practice. So now we're learning the halachas that makes us how to eat like a Yid. It's teaching us how are we going to find this balance of eating. Of course, we're Anshei Kodesh, we're humans, we need to eat. Of course we're going to eat. We're going to eat plenty, and we're going to eat nice food and geschmack, and we're going to enjoy it. But how are we going to do it as a Yid? And that's, I think, the key component, how to understand the Hilchos Betzias HaPas in context. That's just a thought which I had, which I wanted to share with you. Okay. We started Simkuf Samach Vav yesterday, and that is really the simon of Hafsoka. And let's go through it in greater detail. Yesh Oymrim, some say, so that's page Samach Beis, some say, She'ein Tzorich Lezoya, one does not need to interrupt. You don't need to be careful. There's no problem interrupting. Bein Netila La'amotzi. There's no problem. You're allowed to interrupt between washing hands for Amotzi and Hamotzi. You can just wash and you can interrupt. You can talk, you can do, you can just do whatever you want. And the lafters do Hamotzi. V'yesh o'yomrim, some disagree. And some say that no, you need to be careful. You must be careful. You must not interrupt between washing and amotzi. It is good, it is right, it is proper to be lizoyer, to be careful. If you interrupted, says the Ramo, more than how long it would take to be to be walking 22 amas, Mikri Hefsek is considered a Hefsek. If you interrupt longer than it would take to walk 22 amas, that's considered a Hefsek, says the Gemara. How long is that? How long does it take? An amma is 60? Is that roughly? Yeah, an amma? Roughly? How long does it take to walk 22 of those? Pardon? A minute? 22 amas. Half a minute? 22 seconds. Is that? Okay, so the poskim disagree. I saw very sure. I think the most common share was, I think, 15 or 16 seconds. And it went up to half a minute, just over 30 seconds. So between 15 and 30 seconds-ish, we're talking about that's how long it takes. So less than that, less than 20, that's not a hefsek. More than that is considered a hefsek time-wise. Yeah.
Well, not a mile, just say seconds.
It's a way, because there was no seconds then, so I suppose it's a... It's a way of describing seconds. It is a way of describing seconds. It is a way of describing it's. We have problems relating to it because we've got seconds and minutes, and we don't work with amas. But anybody who works with amas, that's the time. That's a very clear time. We are all confused because of Chaim Noach, Chazanish, what's an amma, you know. But this is very clear parameters. Okay, so again, some say you don't need to be careful. Some say you do need to be careful, and it is right to be careful. I think people generally tend to be kamachmir in that. Right? I think people. So the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. So Sifkot Aleph, she'ein tzorich lizor. Some say you don't need to be careful. The Mashem read on a bit shas that we say in Gemara and Brachas teichav immediately in Netilas Yadayim Seuda. That we say in the Gemara that straight away after Netilas Yadayim, straight away you go to eat, so you don't interrupt. Svira lehu, they hold the hainu shalois asik mitam beizi asik. They hold that no, you're not allowed to interrupt with a great. You don't do a great asig, a great business. Hoi maise ach siach daito. It's referring to not being siach das. So you're not allowed to wash and then go for business and make a huge interruption. That's what he means. Like going to work now and like switch off for 2 hours. Hoi besicha harbe, or a very long conversation. Temei vile de isach das, which leaves you to be siach das. Your mind goes away from your hands. You learn for 2 hours, that it is a problem. But if you're just passive, even if it's a long time, if you have a short conversation, it's not a problem. Because the Shulchan Aruch is in front, the Shulchan, the table is late. Note the pun over here. The Shulchan Aruch, the table is late. Lefonov, before him, his intention is to eat. Shortly, loy misiach daitoy, he's not misiach das. So the first opinion holds, a very great interruption is a problem, but a small interruption, just say for a minute, you say something, you wash your hands, you just talk for a minute, you say something for a second, you just quickly do something for a minute or two, that will not be a problem according to the first opinion, only a very large interruption. Yeah. Oh, second opinion holds, indeed, you're right. Second opinion holds, the second opinion holds, you must not talk, exactly what you're saying. Even with a short interruption, that opinion holds, you're not allowed to interrupt with short. You're not allowed to talk at all. Even a short conversation is not permitted. Short conversation not permitted. And even a conversation in Torah is not permitted. You do not talk between washing and amoitzi at all. Levad, excluding madvorim shenetzorich suda, only things which are necessary for the suda, the mutal hafsik likul alma, that would be permitted according to all opinions. So according to that opinion, which is a stringent opinion, you have to be, that opinion holds, to not talk at all between washing and amoitzi. But even that stringent opinion holds that if it's for the tzeich ha-seuda, if it's necessary for the meal, you'd be allowed to speak. So in other words, if there's suddenly you're about to say ha-motzi and you notice that, oh, there's no chalas here. So you actually, you don't have to be, you can just say, chalas please, or that's fine. But the please, you're allowed to say the please. Yeah, and Shmuel Meikel. Yeah, please. Okay. Okay. So you're definitely allowed to, you're allowed to do the talking which is necessary for the Suda is definitely permitted, even according to the stringent opinion. Kal v'chaim according to lenient opinion. Yeah.
But what about the tnai?
The tnai?
That you can make in the morning.
So therefore, you keep going.
Then
you speak. Yes, that goes according to the stringent, according to the lenient opinion. You're right. According to stringent opinion, would be problematic. Very good point. Excellent. Yeah. Right. So that's the machlokes. The toivli zayir and the minig is to be machmir. The minig is to be machmir. The mishtabura says and in to be machmir, you should be machmir even to do it, if possible, within those 15 or 30 seconds. So, not only that we are machmir, but the Ramah says, anything is considered hefsek, even those 22 amas considered hefsek. So, ideally, if you are machmir, you don't talk. And even if you are more machmir, you're going to ensure that you're going to wash and do a moitzi within 22 amas, which is very difficult. Very difficult. On a regular Shabbos, it's very difficult. I think that's what makes appreciate yesterday's halacha. Do you remember yesterday's halacha? Rosh and Shulchan Aruch. Who washes first? Who washes first? Remember we spoke about it yesterday? Right. So who washes last? According to the Rosh? Balabais. Why? Exactly. Because he wants to cash at 22 amas. He wants to do it within 15 or 30 seconds. But when I appreciate it, that's a chumrah. But I want to just point out, this is a chumrah. It's a toiv leizoya. So don't, you know, we have to get our priorities kind of, you know, this is a toivli, this is a chumra. So, whilst we learned about Netilas Yadayim, how to wash and when to make the bracha, I think I mentioned it then, the Nerd Yehuda speaks about it, that, Shai Tshuv also, that when we wash and when we make the bracha, there, a lot of it was not chumras, that's Me'ikar Adin. You wash, you make the bracha. You don't delay. You wash, you make a bracha. You wash, you make a bracha, you don't interrupt. You're not allowed to talk between washing and Netilas Yadayim. That is Me'ikar Adin. That is not a chumrah. That is really, really basics. However, here, that is a chumrah. Here, not once you have washed, and now you're all the way to Lamoitzi, that is a chumrah. We're makpid, tov lizor, very nice. But just, it's important to know what is a chumrah and what is the ikra alocha. Yeah, is that, I think, the Judah points out that many people are making a mistake. Yeah. No, because we're two levels. This is talking about even if you're mafsik, hesek hadas would be a problem anyway. But if you just talk for a few minutes, that's not hesek hadas.
Why is hesek hadas a problem?
Hesek hadas is a problem because then you're concerned your hands become tame again.
It is because your hands become
tame. Yeah, but no. So the fact that you're talking, that doesn't mean hesek hadas. Hesek hadas is harder to achieve than that. Hesek hadas means if you go to work for 2 hours, or you're going off to drive off and you come back in an hour and a half. That may be hesek hadas. You haven't washed your hands. But if you're just talking to your friends, why should your hands become tame? Why?
So what's the basis of the chumrah?
The basis of the chumrah is techev lenetila suda. Another concept that you straight away after washing, you're going to eat. But that is a chumrah. What is that? To what extent are we stringent on that? What's the parameters of that? That is a machlokes and that's a chumrah. Yeah? Yeah.
Washing first, then making
Kiddush. Yeah, the Ramah, the Yekes, yeah.
And then you...
That's not considered a Hefsek. Because first of all, they don't talk. And Kiddush is not a Hefsek. We'll get to those halachas in Hilchot Shabbos. It's not a Hefsek. It's not an interruption because that's all Tzoricha Suda. It's necessary for the Suda. They need a Kiddush for the Suda. So it's not a Hefsek. Yeah, interesting point. Yeah.
Should you send your child back to wash?
No. What do you think? What do you think? What I know it's a very good point because I think people do that. Do they need to? Let's think these through together. If a boy, a child, which is a gyal chinuch, 10-year-old child, 8-year-old child, he washes and then he goes off and he talks. Is there any reason to send it? Do you need to send him? I know it's very
same for us. I mean, adult child.
Right. So we're learning over here. That as far as an adult is concerned, you don't need to wash again if you talked. You don't need to talk.
Does it matter the fact that you might, it doesn't make any difference if you're talking something which is related?
Then it for sure not. Then for sure not. Then it's, but even if it's not related, nevertheless, you were learning. It's not. It's a chumrah. It's a chumrah. I don't know where that comes from. I don't know where that comes from. I know people will say in Yiddish or in Lashon. I don't know where that comes from. Yeah. Good. So the Mishnah Berurah mentions this halacha in two places, and one of them is over here, and let's see why they do it. And we'll address your point. Mamash Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Gimel, I want to speak about that. Sifkot and Gimel says, addresses your point. The Zohar Kodesh says, it is right thing to do for a person to daven every day al mezoinoi on his food, on his panosa, koidem achile before eating. It's a gvaldige, great, big skula that before you start to eat, you daven to Hashem to give you panosa, to be able to feed your family. It's a gvaldige, there's no greater time to daven for panosa than before you start eating. And therefore, right. So, this is, if he forgot to daven until after he's washed, yesh metzadin, some say, shiocholoy metfile zu, achanatile. Some say, if you forgot, you're allowed to say this tfile after you washed, before you said amoitzi. It's not considered an interruption. Because to some extent it's considered tzoich suda. Fascinating. Why is it considered tzoich suda? Why is it tzoich suda? Okay, I hear. It's considered tzoich. Mishnah Berurah is unbelievable. Mishnah Berurah says you're allowed to, b'di'evet. You're allowed to say a tefillah after washing, a tefillah for panosa, a tefillah for mezoinos, because it's tzoich suda. It's necessary for the suda. It's unbelievable that Mishnah Berurah looks at it. It's tzoich suda. You need it for the suda. You're allowed to daven before amotzi. If Yosef Nochon, he said, it's better yet, Shemano Acha Achilas Birkas Amotzi, better to say that tefillah after amotzi. Chenkos Veli Rabbe B'Shem HaShlo, that's Veli Rabbe's name of Shlo. So you see, the Mishnah Berurah's approach is, ideally, you will not say that tefillah after Netilas Yadayim because of Hefsek. It's an interruption. But, I know Sfadim have that minik, some Chassidim have that minik, Sudach and Kodesh, there's various tefillahs that some you didn't say, Mizmor David, yeah? So, the Mishnah Berurah said, it's not completely out of question, it's not that it's like, Mishnah Berurah just says, ideally don't do that, because ideally it's considered, that it's Bechatchil, it's considered a Hefsek, that's what Mishnah Berurah's take is, but with the Eved, it's not considered a Hefsek, with the Eved, it's fine, because it's Tzoyich Suuda. And the best place to say it, says the Mishnah Berurah, is after, if you forgot, the best place to say it is to say it after Hamotzi. So once you've started the meal, you then daven to Hashem. He said, please Hashem, you don't have to verbalize it, by the way. Please Hashem, please Hashem, we'd like to feed my mishpocha, we should have panos in future as well. I'm not sure which tefillah you're referring to. Tefillah Saman?
After Shachris. Yeah.
There's various tefillahs. Yeah, I'm not sure which one you're referring to. Right, Tefillah Panosa. Okay. Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
No, this is not what I'm talking about. I don't know. This is not what I'm talking about. Okay, very interesting. Shkoich, Tefillah Panosa. Yeah, no. Yeah. No. Okay. We're good. We're now ready to proceed. So now we have washed. We have not talked. And now we're ready to do Amotzi. Where do you do Amotzi? Where do you cut? What do you do? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Samach Zayin, Mokim, the place, Uzman, and the time, Habetzia, Humiyabetzia, who is the one cutting and breaking cutting the challah. Poetzia pas, Pemokim Shenef Ehetev. So now we need to realize that our ovens are much more powerful and they bake much better than previously. So in earlier times, we find it in the Gemara as well, in Shabbos, that there was places that were well baked amongst the baked item. Some parts of that were thoroughly baked, others were not thoroughly baked. So where do you cut it? What do you do? How do you deal with it? So he said that you're going to cut the challah, you're going to cut it, the place where it's well baked. Our bread, he said that nowadays, if it's thoroughly baked from all sides, you're going to cut it, you're going to cut a little bit from the top, a little bit from the bottom, because really it's baked thoroughly throughout. So there is no such a problem. Otherwise, if you have the kind of challah that was only partially baked, you'd go for the place which is nicely baked. But now this, Mishnah Berurah says, you don't need to worry about it so much. Why is that? Why do you need to worry about it? If cotton alaf in Mishnah Berurah, haynu b'tzeh pas v'mokim haynu le'achas shenot al yodav le'achila. After he's washed his hands, v'achila v'roitzeh le'boruch al alechem, and he wants to make a bracha on the bread, v'le'chol and eat, hu b'tzeh lichvoid habracha b'mokim shenef ha'etiv. You're going to go for the place which is thoroughly baked, tahaynu b'mokim ha'kosha, in a place which is hard ish, v'lop b'mokim ha'rach, and not in the soft spot, so towards the middle. So it's about lichvoid habracha. It's the honor of the bracha. The bracha should be done on the place which is nice taste. Pardon? Nowadays, as far as this is concerned, no. As far as this part, no. No, I don't think that's necessarily what. Yeah, we'll get to that. Because it makes sense that the bracha should be on something which tastes nice, which is good. Imagine you make the bracha on something which is doughy. It's not nice. Bracha should be on the nice part.
But
you should take the one. Yeah, it's good shaila. If you've got two challahs, and one is better, it's baked better than the other, what do you taina? Interesting shaila. Can you apply the same svara? Yeah, I think it's a very nice point. Yeah. I'm not sure there's boil with that, but maybe. It's a good point. After Ben Yomi, I like it. Very nice. Yeah, maybe as well. Good point as well. Good svara as well. Yeah, very nice svara. Yeah. And you cut it. Okay, you need to cut a little bit. You cut a little bit. So Shulchan Aruch says that he's telling us the halach over here. You should cut a little bit, and the reason is we it's hard for us to relate to it. But you cut a little bit, so that afterwards when you cut through it, you have a good place to cut it. That you shouldn't start cutting and afterwards get stuck. So you should start cutting in a good spot. And then, so when you afterwards cut thoroughly, you have a good place to continue cutting. So we'll speak about that more tomorrow, Mitzvah. Let's just recap what we learned. But we'll discuss it tomorrow in greater detail. So we learned the halachas of Betzia. We started the halachas of Betzia Sapas. We learned that some say there's no issue at all of interrupting between washing and hamoitzi. There's a chumra to be makbit. There's also a chumrah, which should be less than 22 amos. We then spoke about the concept of davening for mizoinos before eating. And Mishnah Berurah b'diavad, you can even do so after washing. And certainly you can do it after hamotzi. You can do that fill as well, b'diavad. And he also says, we started speaking about ideally should cut the challah, the bread, in a place which is well baked. And we'll continue with this tomorrow.